Director of the Ukrainian Institute in London, as does Olga Borgakova, Russian journalist who works for BBC Monitoring, lives in Moscow, watched Eurovision. So, Marina, first of all, this was political, wasn't it?
Well, I think the accusation of it being political only comes from one quarter, from one side, from one country, and that's Russia. And it's a little bit peculiar to hear accusations of, Ukraine breaking the rules from a country which breaks rules habitually, to be honest.
Gone a bit political already, but not surprising. But with the words, they come to your house, they kill you all, and then they say, we're not guilty, that is referring to Russians, isn't it?
I think I would agree with my counterpart when he said it's a personal story above all. And how you project it to recent events, it's entirely up to you. But I think the sheer fact that this song has won Eurovision, especially in popular vote, is a testimony that actually the audience in Europe is prepared to push the boundaries a bit, what Eurovision is about. It's not just about Europop and Eurotrash and, sexy babes and cheesy folk. It's more than that. And it was a tremendous boost for Ukraine that actually Europe was prepared to hear Ukraine and to hear its crying, its pain.
How is it seen in Russia, Olga? Is it seen as a vote against Russia?
Oh, yes, it definitely is seen as a vote against Russia. There has been much disappointment at the Eurovision loss and with the Ukrainians' win. And a lot of people, including high-profile officials, they just took to Facebook, took online and just to express how disappointed they were, how angry they were with the song. And they said that it was political in their opinion. And I think one of the most emotional comments that I've seen so far, and I've seen thousands of them over the past 2 days. It came from Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, who took to Facebook, and here I quote, because it's worth quoting for sure, "I think we should sing about Al-Assad at the next Eurovision." And then she even came up with a few lines of the future song, "Assad bloody, Assad worst, give me prize that we can host." And she actually wrote it in English. And it went viral on Russian Facebook in just a matter of few hours. It gathered around 7,000 likes, which is quite a lot for the Russian Facebook audience.
The point being that Eurovision has been cheapened because it's gone away from fun and it's gone into the hard stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so, because there were plenty of comments which suggested, both in the media and on Twitter and on Vkontakte, that Jamala has become a hostage to politics and that it shouldn't be like that. The song should be about love and very light stuff.
Yeah. Marina, what's your response to that? Do love, do tra-la-la.
I think such painful reaction from Russia, it's a testimony that actually this time round Ukraine has played out its soft power perfectly. And Russia is not used to this kind of game. It used to dominate in soft power, and it's been using actually culture to win public opinion in the West. And Eurovision is a very important tool in that. So I think, the spokeswoman of the foreign ministry, her very strong testimony, it's just she expresses her annoyance with the fact that actually Ukraine managed to play by the rules and nevertheless come on top and deliver a very important message about itself.
Now, just a reminder, the spokesperson of the foreign ministry is the Russian foreign ministry.
Yes. Maria Zakharova.
And what did she say?
I think my Russian counterpart has just referred to her message.
Yeah, well, Olga, I suppose in the end for Russians, the advice is that try to stop invading other countries. That would help.
Well, it's a very tricky question. I mean, a lot of people in here, like politicians, they were just, when talking about Eurovision, they just kept saying something along the lines, Crimea is still ours. And it looks like people are just are still quite interested in continuing with the policy.
So do you think this, I know you're speaking from an objective point of view here, Olga, do you think that Russians will respond by getting more obstinate and feeling that they've done the right thing? Or actually will people start to say, wait, this is causing us too much trouble now, what we're doing in Ukraine?
It feels like, for the time being, at least judging by the reaction to Eurovision, it feels like people are defiant mainly. Most of the comments that I've seen were very, very anti-Ukrainian, and doesn't feel like there will be anything, any change in position anytime soon.
Steve, what do you think?